feet on the ground, my lungs filled up, and my hands balled as fists. I scream with the crowd. Law or no law, squatting continues. What draws you to a place, like a magnet, pulling you in, inescapable but gentle? I grew up in Slotermeer, west of the ring, the highway that forms a circle around Amsterdam. I was born in the bed of my parents, in the house where my father grew up. Now I am 26 years old. To make a prairie, it takes a clover and one bee, one clover and a bee, and reverie. The reverie alone will do, if bees are few. I notice the poem written in stone. It's on the walls of the house to the left of our evicted squat, Hotel Mokum. Now Hotel Mokum is Hotel Marnix again, located next to Liza Plein, the main location for nightlife. The budget hotel targeted tourists who spent days smoking weeds on the front steps of the neighbors. They were accompanied by the occasional American cockroach. Since July 2019, Hotel Marnix has been unused and vacant. It became a sanctuary for pigeons. The building was an empty skeleton. Everything had been taken out. For 6 weeks, a banner hung from our squat that read, Pack Mokum Thur. Take Mokum back. Someone hacked the lockbox, and we broke into the building in the days prior, bringing the barricading material. Jackpots, sandwiches, Amstel beers, balaclavas, flares, a bottle of whiskey, a ladder, and the 20-meter-long banner. The whole week, I was scared. I practiced talking with the police, as we promised each other to not say anything. On the day itself, paranoia kicked in, and we restlessly waited in the dark basement where the gloomy white piano stood. As we climbed to the roof, carrying along the heavy banner, the distant noise of the crowd grew clearer. For a brief moment, I felt joy as I saw the skyline of the Nazar County briefly, quickly ducking down. I nervously followed the instructions given on how to tie ropes to the cornice until the open phone line screamed, Now, now, now! The banner dropped and the sky turned red from our flares as hundreds of protesters were screaming in the mining strat. Silence emerged as the parade moved on, with a group of 30 still protecting the building. We expected arrests and had made no plans further than the action. Still standing on the roof, a neighbor offered us an escape route through his house. We waited. The police turned around, driving back toward their station only 300 meters away. I sat on the edge, shook, staring at the others. The vague realization grew that the building was ours now. I gave the whiskey bottle to my friend and looked at her. Fuck. Shortly after, her statement was released on the internet. I keep dwelling on the idea of reclaiming an abandoned children's theme park under the nose of the Stoppera, the controversial building complex that houses the City Hall. Our idea to squat something started here, at Ton Fun, another play paradise. The air is moist and there are little smelly pools of water on the floor. I walk over cracked asphalt, ground, slathered with green dog paw prints. We pass through the door, diffused through sunlight, comes through the high ceiling, and a tram rushes by. A deep rumbling sound fills my ears. I look down into what used to be a two-way car tunnel. It's full of broken attractions. A steep yellow slide, a massive stone rocket ship, and many dirty, brightly colored balls. Light speckles move past the faded graffiti art that covers all the walls. The reflections come from a spinning disco ball, seen in the distance. The space is immense. The only way into the tunnel is down a fluorescent attraction. It's a three-dimensional maze. You get easily struck when you stray away from the main path, forced to climb your way back. With my skateboard, I quickly descend through the cage construction, rolling over artificial grass. I reach the car tunnel. Immediately, I spot the soft plastic cushions and ball pits to dive in. I remember playing there as a kid, erratically pretending to drown in a sea of playfully red, blue, and green balls. In my memory, I am always out of breath. skate ramp right next to the wall painting of a happy donkey. There is a kitchen already, so we could organize solitary meals. Plus, the go-kart track can stay. I reach one end of the tunnel and open an emergency exit door. I pass through a gray concrete hall full of pillars. There are no children's attractions. The ceiling is high and the graffiti is messier than elsewhere. Name over name over name. I might as well be in the offshoot alley from the metro. The place would have been ideal for a sound system. I leave through another exit door and skate in a long arc towards the other end of the tunnel. We could have built a stage. We could have had live music, market stalls, debates. We still can, but not here. I don't trust the houses that are going to be built here. Houses indeed. But houses for whom? These bricks are too valuable. I hope these graffiti tombs freeze. That these catacombs of lost funds stay where they are. Leave some room for dreams. These bricks really aren't too valuable. There is an eeriness to the empty attractions, to the vanishing gothic letters, a sense of fleeting years. What has changed after squatting in Hotel Mokum is that I feel more powerful and I can create a space with others where I feel like I belong. Egotistic as it sounds, it feels good to leave a mark in a city. It's painful that Hotel Mokum was evicted with only 6 weeks, when we unrealistically hope for years. Though some things cannot be evicted, illusions are worth striving for. I want my nostalgia to energize and activate, to be joyful, rather than reside in apathy. I cycle with different eyes through the city. I search for vacancy. I tag buildings. When I see emptiness, I also become hopeful. I feel reverie. I cycle with different eyes through the city. I search for vacancy. I tag buildings. When I see emptiness, I also become hopeful. I feel reverie.